Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning. Happy December. Hallelujah. Hey. Woo. I'm excited this morning. And when am I not excited? Woo. Glory, 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 glory. Truly, hallelujah. This is the last first Friday of the year. Hallelujah. God got a treat for us today. He is amazing. He's awesome. I'm telling you, when I tell you, when you wait upon the Lord, He shall strengthen thine heart. When I tell you to wait on the Lord, God be having a word for you. He has a word for all of us this morning. Hallelujah. Hey. Woo. If you don't be dancing and shouting by the end of this message today, I tell you, something must be wrong with you, and you. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. You see, I'm getting excited. Hallelujah. So I pray. Y'all just bear with me. I pray. That I can get it all out, because I'm telling you, I'm shouting, and I didn't even begin, hallelujah, just say the message, amen. But we thank and praise God for us just being here this morning, and God is so awesome. He's so wonderful. He's so everything to me, amen. So I don't know if Mother Sydney's there, hallelujah. Is Mother Sydney, you on the line? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not sure if any of our other leaders are there that can pray this morning. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. I'm going to have to give me a bottle of water. glory. Hallelujah. This is God, truly, truly a golden opportunity for the Lord to speak to us this morning and to pass us the way that He's going to speak. Amen. So let me pray. Kind Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise your name, oh God, hallelujah, for all that you have done and what you're about to do and what you're doing right now. Ooh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for being such an awesome God. Thank you for two new mercies and tender kindness that you show towards us this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that you, Lord, continue to gather your people from the north, the south, the east, the west. Lord God, in raising us up, Lord God. Hallelujah, to be, Lord God, hallelujah, vessels of honor, and Lord God, to recipients of thy love and thy kindness. I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, as your word come forth today, Ooh, Jesus, speak volumes, oh God, hallelujah, speak volumes into the lives of your people, Lord, oh God, hallelujah, young, middle-aged, and senior alike, oh God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, as this word comes forth, oh God, that it encourages us, Lord God, hallelujah, through the storm. It encourages us, oh God, hallelujah, to know that you are the great I am. And God, there's nothing impossible for you. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless our visionary. Continue to bless, oh God, hallelujah, the people of God, hallelujah, that is listening in far and near. Continue to move upon our administrator, oh God, and hallelujah, Lord, and continue to bless her in the name of Jesus and all the aspects of the things that she does behind the scenes. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. We just ask, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that everyone that is listening in will share this word on today. Oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that it will encourage and impact lives, oh God, forevermore. We give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation. Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, people of God, hallelujah. Amen. Is administrator, is there any announcements this morning before or we get into our lesson on today?
God bless you, Dr. Wilkes. God bless everyone that's listening in on the line, even on the Blog Talk International line as well. We want to just make a quick reminder that this is a brand new month. And we're celebrating Love Sunday, the third Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at werestorethelletteru.org. You can cash out at money sign or FPIM. You can mail at werestoreyou@yahoo.com. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries getting ready for their New Year's celebration. More information is forthcoming on that. Also, there's a Dr. Matthews is headed to, I think it's Israel, June 2023. More information is coming on that as well if you would like to join him on that trip as well. God bless you, Dr. Wilkes.
God bless you as well, administrator. Amen. I'm trying to look for the post to post it out there, tell these people to come on here. Glory, hallelujah, amen. So this morning, amen, before we get into the lesson that God has given me, and I'm telling you, it is a word, it is a word, it is a word. Oh, God, hallelujah. I'm just getting happy that I ain't even got it out. Amen. But hallelujah, if there are any questions, out there in the listening audience, this is our first Friday where you can bring your questions there. If you're on the blog talk, you can put it in the chat room, or you can press 1 on the dial of your phone and be put into the chat queue so that you can ask your question live. Or if you're on the conference side, and you can star 6 your line, or you can either side, you can text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. You can text those questions or your comments to them. Amen. So I'm giving you that information. And I hope that there's someone there, if you have a question or comment. If not, we're going to get into our lesson. Ooh, I know you say, what is wrong with this woman? It's too early in the morning. Hallelujah. I tell you, I got the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah, who is definitely my strength. Amen, amen. And man, I was listening in on the midnight prayer last night. Hallelujah. And I was always, Pastor Bradley, she be going in, I'm telling you. She goes in. I just love to hear her pray. Amen. Hallelujah. She gets you, her and all the others that be praying in the midnight hour. Hallelujah. All right, administrator, did anyone text in or send in a question before we get started?
Not at this time, right? Definitely.
Okay. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to get to our lesson this morning. I'm not going to prolong the time. Ooh, hallelujah. If you have your Bible, we have some scriptures this morning. I love to give you the word of God. I am happy. Prophet used to say that when we first came on the line. That was always happy. Hallelujah. The man of God will always be happy when he say top of the morning. And that would be his words that he would quote out. But we're going to start off, hallelujah, with a very familiar passage of scripture. God just dropped it in my spirit. Then as I began to first the thought that he gave me, hallelujah, it's going to be the title. But I'm going to, before I get to the title there, I'm going to read this familiar passage of scripture. I'm not going to read all of it. I'm going to bring out part of the scripture. But there is a reason why all of it is not going to be read, because there's certain significance to what is going to be taught on this morning. And so this is a word of encouragement for all of us, young, middle-aged, and senior alike. I guarantee you, hallelujah, if you listen closely with your spirit, you will hear the Lord speak to you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Even if you are a youth on this line, and the first Friday is for the youth. However, God wants you to know, hallelujah, he got this. That's what he told me this morning, hallelujah. It's a small thing. He got this, all right? So that's our topic, and amen. Let us speak. We're going to start off with 1 Samuel chapter number 17. And I'm going to be just picking, I've already read the scriptures and I've highlighted them, the ones that I'm going to read. So listen carefully with your spirit. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle. And you know I'm a soldier, a real bona fide United States Army sergeant. Hallelujah. And amen. Served this country 13 years active and some couple of months and days, and then 3 years reserve time. So listen up. So I know about being a soldier. I mean a real soldier. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Sukkoth. which belonged to Judah. I want you to know that. We know Judah means praise. There's a reason this is coming forth this morning. And pitched between Shukah and Asa in Ephraim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side. Take note. And Israel stood on the mountain on the other side. Take note. And there was a valley between them. Take note. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath the Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And then we're going to drop down to verse number 8. And he stood and cried unto the army of the Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man. He didn't say choose an army. He didn't say choose any good men. He said choose you a man. Not two, three, or four. He said one. A man. Hallelujah. For you. And let him come down to me. See, it's something when the enemy be talking stuff. Ooh, doggy. Hey, Dick Clapper say. I'm getting excited. Y'all pray for me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servant. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall he be our servant and serve us. Now, take note what he's saying. Okay? He ain't nothing but a big bully. Glory to God. And the Philistines said, I defy the army of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. So in other words, telling them, he don't have no respect. Okay? No respect for them. He said, when he said, I defy, he mean I a challenge. He was challenged somebody to, he said, I challenge the armies of Israel this day. So he's challenging them. He wants them to fight together. Then Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines. They were dismayed and greatly afraid. Saul being the king. He's scared, and everybody else that was following him was scared. Now, the tables is about to turn. Now, David was the son of that Ephratite of Bethlehem, Judea. I need you to underline and really take notes. If you note doing notes this morning, I need you to hear me good. Ephraimite of Bethlehem, Judea. We know Judah means pray. We're going to come back and we're going to break that down right there about the Ephraimite, whose name was Jesse. It ain't wasn't about just Jesse. It goes deeper. And he had 8 sons, and the men went among men. And the man went among men from the old man in all the days of Saul. And the 3 eldest sons of Jesse went and followed Saul to the battle. First shall be last. That's going to be first. You're going to find that out. And the names of the 3 sons that went to the battle were Elip, the firstborn, and the next unto him was Abadah, and the 3rd was Shema. And David was the youngest, and the 3 eldest followed Saul. Now, that's interesting. David was the youngest. But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. Take note. Let it resonate in your spirit. There's something about this Bethlehem. You're finna find out. Glory to God. Drop down to verse number 19. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper. See, he didn't leave them by himself. He's a good leader. He left them with somebody and took and went as Jesse had commanded him, and he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight and shouted for the battle. Now, where was he at? He was at the trench. He was at the trench. This is a long, narrow ditch, a hole dug in the ground. Okay? So we need you to understand, a long, narrow, they was there. This valley, long, and it was narrow. Listen to what they're saying. A hole dug in the ground. This is where the battle was taken, right? I need you to take note now. Pay attention. You're going to drop down to verse number 26. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy? In other words, challenge the armies of the living God. Drop down to verse number 29. David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? Drop down to verse number 32. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Drop down to verse number 38. And Saul armored David with his armor. And he put on the helmet of brass upon his head, armed him with his coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. See, some folks want to get in the place of the leader. I'm meddling now. And they trying to do so, but they ain't proved nothing. They ain't went through nothing. But they want to take the leader's place. But we're going to chase that rabbit another day, as my pastor say. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with thee, for I have not proved them. This is wisdom talking. And David put off them, off him. And David put them off him. Next verse. And he took his staff in his hand. A staff, just a regular old stick. And chose him 5 smooth stones. We know the testimony. Out of the brook. You're going to find out something different this morning. Hallelujah. And put them in his shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near the Philistine. Drop down to verse number 45. Then David, then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with the sword and with the spear and with the shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied, whom thou hast challenged. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will shine head from thee. Hey! Glory, hallelujah. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all the assemblies shall know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear. See, no weapon. No weapon that's formed. I ain't even started, y'all. I ain't even started. Just hold on. For the battle is the Lord. And he will give you into our hands. It's just a small thing. Drop down to verse number 49. And David put his hand in his bag. Take note. And took thence a stone, which you already know, and sling it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead. that the stones sunk into his forehead, and he fell with his to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistines with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. No sword. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword, the enemy's sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Again, I've read to you several passages this morning, hallelujah, from 1 Samuel chapter 17. And again, the topic is, it's just a small thing. God got this. When we read the testimony about David fighting, now I already put my notes, so I'm reading my notes here. When we read the testimony about David fighting the battle with Goliath, it is more what we hear in the past and what meets the eye. When we go back into time and history and look at the passage that David, when he was beginning to go down to the battlefield, there were certain keys that are overlooked. Number one, who really was David? Who really was he? And why was he the one? Now, many of you want to say that he was Jesse's son. True, but it's deeper than that. The second thing, the location has significance in him going. This location that they talked about, hallelujah, it represents something. Number three, the positions of the Philistines was on one side of the mountain, Israelites was on the other side of the mountain. Now, I want to go back to question number one before I go further. Who really was David? And why was he the one? Okay, let's talk about that one from the beginning. When we came to, hallelujah, this part of the scripture, Samuel chapter 17, it's the keys that's there that most, you know, the preachers, they get up and they have all their hype and, you know, they do what they do. But God's going to tell us something here. He's going to tell us in verse number 12. Now, David was the son of that Ephratite of Bethlehem, Judea. Let's stop right there. It was Jesse, yes, it says that, but it's deeper than that. Anytime you see I-T-E-S or I-T-E, that means the kin of. So David was the kin of Ephraim. Ephratite. Now, since David was the kin of an Ephratite, let's look at something here, because it has some significance of this. I need you to understand, in order for you to be able to grasp this part, why it was so important to know, hallelujah, my, I'm about to start shouting, y'all pray for me because I'm trying to get it out. Woo, I'm so excited, hallelujah. See, God gave me this. I didn't make this up myself, hallelujah, and you got to know that when God speaks, he puts stuff together. And I'm telling you, he got stuff that's there if we just be quiet and pay attention. The Ephrathite is in the scripture. The name Ida is a Bethlehem itself, or it is the district in which Bethlehem was situated. A man of this place is called an Ephrathite. You can also follow that up, hallelujah, with Ruth. Verse 1 and verse number 12. And the name of the man was Elimelech. And the name of his wife was Naomi. And the name of his two sons was Mahlon and Chilion. Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judea, and they came into the country of Moab and continued there. So to let you know, something is significant about Bethlehem, Judea. Unto us a son is born. It is deeper than what they call the Christmas story, okay? All right now. It is held by many authorities that the Ephra was where Rachel was buried. That's a whole different place. But the same is that Bethlehem, being a gloss, it is being forefront. It is being a solid foundation. There's something about Bethlehem that Judea is attached to it because all praises, woo, hallelujah, came from Bethlehem. You have to understand when you look at the testimonies that's left on record, what happened? The angels appeared. They sang a heavenly, oh God, they sang praises. When our Savior, hallelujah, was born. I didn't do this on purpose. God gave this to me, I'm telling you. And the reading in Psalms 132 and 6 may be doubtful, but however, Ephraim is a key clue in this key for David. Now, why is Ephraim a key clue? I'm so glad you asked. We're going to go to, hallelujah, Genesis chapter number 48. You got to tie this in because, see, you have, if you don't know what's going on in the background, you're going to miss something. So when we go to Genesis chapter number 48, Israel is about to die. We know he was Jacob, and God changed his name to Israel. And verse number 14 to verse number 20 is where we're going to find out who David really was. He was just not the son of Jesse. And why was he chosen? He was the last. David was the last son of Jesse. Hallelujah. And he's an Ephraimite. Okay? Let's listen to this. And Israel stretched out his right hand. Right hand means power. Right hand means authority. Anytime that you see right hand, it's representing the favor of God. Woo! Oh, you got to know. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all bear with me. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger. And his left hand was on Manasseh's head, guiding his hand wittily. For Manasseh was the firstborn. Now, it was customary in the Jewish culture, oldest son, the firstborn, was to get the inheritance passed on by the father. They was to get the majority. They was to get everything. But in this case, that wasn't happening. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my father, Abraham and Isaac, did walk, and God, which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil. Mm-hmm. Understand what I'm saying? The angel which redeemed me from all evil. Bless the lad and let my name be named on them. Did you hear what I said? He said, bless the lads and let my name be named on them. So the name of Israel was transferred to Manasseh and Ephraim. That means all that Israel had, the blessings, the transference from him, wealth, naturally and spiritually, was transferred on him. So since the angel protected him from all evil, this was transferred through the loins, hey, God, hallelujah, of the younger. Listen up. And let my name be named on them and the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac. We know that they had wealth. And let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the hand of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And the father refused and said, I know it, my son. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, in thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. So who was David? David was the younger of the sons of Jesse. David fulfilled this blessing hallelujah, in this battle with the Philistines. I want you to hear me good. So you see, you got to know how to see what's going on here. Now, the location of this battle, I've been to the very site, and it says that the Philistines was on one side, and the Israelites was on the other side. Told you to take note. There was a reason for this. And when we, what was the reason? See, God put something, put words in this, and then, you know, we can have all kind of controversy about translations and all this kind of stuff. But just hear me out for a minute. In Romans chapter 8 and verse number 31, it says, hallelujah, glory to God. It says this. What shall we say these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? David proved this because why? We know that David was a man of praise. Come a man of praise because he slew the bear. He slew the lion. He just didn't come a man of praise while he was out in the field tending to his father's sheep and he had nothing else to do but to sing it to the vocal shit. It ain't by my side. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Why was he the one? See, David, hallelujah, he came, his birthright, being an Ephraimite, from Bethlehem, Judea. Woo, hallelujah. He's the youngest of that, of eight brothers. He, come on somebody. He was the one who fulfilled the blessing that was passed on, hallelujah, from Israel. The angel was with Israel, hallelujah, keeping him from evil. But therefore, since it was already passed on, not only all of them didn't have that, they had it, but it was something about the position, the last being first. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. It's a small thing, but God got this. Hear me out this morning. So if God be for us, who can be against us? In verse number 37 of this same chapter in Romans chapter 8, it says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Who is the one that love us? We're going to find out why this was so significant as David was going down to battle, hallelujah. Now, he was chosen by God from the foundation of the world, hallelujah, to be the one, hallelujah, glory be to God, to show us today that when we come against, when the weapon is formed, it's not going to prosper. He was the one, hallelujah, to encourage us December the 2nd, 2022. He is the one that's going to tell us, hallelujah, that you ain't got to worry about this because God got this. Hey, glory, hallelujah. I just need you to just bear with me this morning because you're about to shout. Just hold on, because it's about to come. It's about to come. Glory to God. He was the one to go down to the trench. The trench, which means a long, narrow hole that was dug. Why was this significant that he was at this location? Well, this was why, because in between both the Philistines and the Israelites was a valley, and the valley was deep, And it needed to be there so that it could signify a grave. A grave for what? A grave to bury the enemy. Hallelujah. A grave to bury the enemy according to Psalm. My. Psalm 91 and said, 1,000 shall fall at thy right side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. So when the enemy comes, hallelujah, all of them is going to fall. Every situation, everything that comes, the obstacles that come up against you, you got to undo like David did. So who are you to defy? Who are you to challenge the God that I serve? Remember that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. But it goes deeper than that. As we see in this testimony this morning, David goes down, and he picks up 5 smooth stones. Now, you done heard this preached many a time, but I guarantee you this morning, you're going to see something different this morning. He picks up 5 smooth stones. 5, we know, is the number of grace. Grace is which is the favor, is the favor that God gives to man. God said in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. That's all about grace. In Psalms 23, he said, he told us that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. So what does that mean? David took the 5 stones because he knew that the grace of God was upon him. And he also knew, hallelujah, that one stone was grace, which was wrapped up in faith in the Father. The 5 stones also meant faith, which stands for Father, all is in thine hand. So the first thing that is, we know, that is without faith, it's impossible to please God. And hallelujah, we know that God is our Father. And the word of God tells us that as children, we should walk by faith and not by sight. So David didn't see the sight and the size of the giant. All David could see was the faith, hallelujah, that God had grace and favor upon him. So as he directs us, as we are walking, and we're walking by faith, God is directing us. Hallelujah. Why? Because this is a small thing. He got this. He is doing the leading. So the word in the word faith, F-A-I-T-H, F, what is it? It is the faith. So when David, what he was going to do, he took out faith. He took out faith, which is the Father. He took out the Father, hallelujah, that he had wrapped up in his faith. Glory to God. And he knew that because of the grace was in the Father, hallelujah, and that Father was in him and upon him. Ooh, hallelujah. He knew, hallelujah, that the battle was not his, but it belonged to the Lord. So who is the Lord? The Lord is our Father. The Lord, he is our battle axe. The Lord, he is our shield. The Lord, he is our buckler. See, that's why David didn't have to have a helmet. That's why David didn't have to have a shield. That's why David didn't have to have, hallelujah, a sword. Father was it all. Come on, somebody. He didn't prove the natural armor. But he did prove the spiritual armor. He proved the spiritual armor, which this ain't even in my notes, so I know this is fresh. He did prove the spiritual armor by that one stone. took out the Father, and he let the Father do the work. Hey, glory to God. Because he fights. God does the fighting for us. We need to understand this about this passage that God left on testimony for us. So young people, middle age, seniors, whenever anything obstacles will come to you and come to me, we need to understand if we're walking in faith, if we're walking in the will of God, if we know that the God is, if we and our faith is strong, we know that we are victorious. Because again, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. This is the testimony that is left on record. God got this. Hallelujah. When we are up against the enemy, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them. They will fall at thy right hand. Because why? God got this. This is a small thing. No matter how the bully comes and talks, no matter how the bully blows his bluff or she blows her bluff, no. You just keep silent. You don't have to say anything. You can just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord coming. Why? Because back to Ephraim, when he pronounced the blessing, when Israel pronounced the blessing upon Ephraim, hallelujah, who was the younger on that of which the angel had protected him from evil. And now that we, hallelujah, are spiritual children of God, and we know that the Father is never going to leave us nor forsake us, we know that, hallelujah, that God is our shield, buckler, and our battle axe. Relax. Don't talk back to the enemy like he wants you to talk back to him. To him in faith, knowing that God got this. Because it's a small thing. Is there anything too hard for God? God knoweth. Thou knowest. Because God got this. And that is our lesson on today. I just came to encourage you because we're about to go into a new year. And you're going to end in this in victory. You're going to end it in victory. Hallelujah. Because you know that it was a small thing. Whatever you adversities that you faced this year, if you kept the faith, God got this. I said, hallelujah, and sometime in one of the broadcasts, this time last year I was facing being terminated from my job. But you know what? When the pandemic first started, my God from glory, hallelujah. When the pandemic first started, you're going to hear this testimony again. I ain't waiting till the battle's over. I was shouting at the beginning. I said, God, if you did it for Daniel when he was up against the king, which was the government, if you did it for the Hebrew boys, when they were thrown in the fiery furnace, they was up against the king, which was the government, and you delivered them, hallelujah. I took out that sling. I took out that stone of faith. I said, God, I know you're going to do it for me. It is now December 2nd. I'm still on my job. And they was talking about 30 days terminate back in November 2021. here to tell you that giant. Woo, hallelujah. That giant has been fought, has fallen to the face of the ground. And I'm still standing. Why? Because the favor, that grace, and the favor of God has been placed upon my life. And I'm walking in it. God bless you, people of God. Administrator, give us a commercial. And we're going to come back and open it up. Hallelujah. The full floor for questions and comments.
Yes, ma'am.
You still there, Administrator?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. We're going to the board. I'm here.
Oh,
it's coming.
Can you give us a commercial?
Yes, ma'am. It's coming.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
All right. The floor is now open for questions and comments. You're on the blog side. You can press one on the dial of your phone, or you can put something in the chat room. If you're on the conference line, you'll be able to start 6 July. Come right out in, or if you're on either side, the international side, or the conference line, you can text 334-440-6152. Anyone with a question or comment this morning?
Dr. Wilkes, we have a couple of comments in the on the blog side in the chat room. Thank you this morning for this powerful word. Beginning this new month of December. It really blessed them on this morning.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. He's good. He wants us to be encouraged. Got this. He got this. We ain't got to sweat. I think it's a book that's, and I have one of the books that don't sweat the small stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's small to God. It's only big to us because we make a big issue out of it. But when we walk in faith, like David did, and let the Father lead us, and, you know, he said all thy ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. See, it's just more than a scripture. But when you put application to that scripture, and the application shows you how to maneuver in faith, when the situation arrives, it's a small thing. We just know. Say, why you ain't worried? No, why should I be worried? God got this. All right? So we're going to move to the conference line. Anyone from the conference line have a question or a comment this morning? Woo, hallelujah. Star six your line. This is a way to start off the morning, I'm telling you. Anyone with a question or comment from the conference line?
Hallelujah, 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 amen, amen, hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Hallelujah, good morning. Oh, Evangelist Wilt, hallelujah. Good morning, Administrator. Good morning, men and women of God. Oh, hallelujah. All I can say, all I can say is hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, amen. Evangelist, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Again, thank you for being obedient to the Holy Spirit. You hear it, and I thank you. I thank you. All of us have gone through some things, but it's a court of seeking the asana to let us know and remind us God got it. God's got it. All I can say is hallelujah, amen, and you know I'm dancing. You know I'm, my little feet going. I thank the Lord. Continue to bless you. Continue to bless your atmosphere. Continue to be obedient. Woman of God, just continue to let the Lord use you. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love all of you. I thank you. This prayer, this line is like, hallelujah. I have to always say, iron sharpens iron. I'm getting stronger and stronger every time I hear everybody. There is something to grasp and pull from the Lord. We just thank you for the, again, this word this morning. You talking about inspired. You talking about encouraging. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Love you. God bless.
God bless you too, Mother. Amen. Anyone else?
Good morning. Most High God bless you, Dr. Wilk. This is Sister Donna. I thank Almighty God for the word that I've heard on this morning. It is truly a blessing, and it's right on time because on yesterday, the Most High put this song in my spirit. Hezekiah Walker, God favored me. And I had just been singing that song off and on all day. God favored me. I thank Almighty God. I truly do. God favored me. And I shared this song with some others. And I know that this is the Holy Ghost. I know that this is Almighty God that has given you this word of encouragement, this word of knowledge, this word of wisdom to his people on this morning, because he wants us to know God favors us. And you said it's a small thing, no matter what we're going through compared to our God, it's nothing compared to us. He favors us. Thank you so very much. Love you and God bless you.
Good woman of God. Yes, he does. That's why, like I said, when we do application, scriptures that we quote over and over again, when we use application, let me explain to you application. As we apply it, as we put it to effect, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only.
Yes.
Some people just hear it and they quote it over and over again. But when you do that, what the word has told us,
yes,
faith.
Faith
is impossible to please him. David took that faith in that one stone. Believed in the Father. Father was going. He said it. He said it in that passage of scripture. He said, hallelujah, the Lord will deliver you into my hand. How many times do we say, Satan, God is going to deliver you into my hand? How many times do we say, hallelujah, I know that the word of God said, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. So, Satan, I just want you to know, hallelujah. That's why I don't say that he's a liar. I don't tell him he's a liar. I tell him he's a defeated foe. Because why? I'm using application. Yeah. He knows he's a liar. So I don't need to praise him by telling him he's a liar. I'm telling him, hallelujah, what he don't want to hear, that he is a defeated foe. That's why I always say an enemy well known is an enemy well defeated. Because the
Amen.
Listen to what I'm teaching is to say he didn't have a shield, he didn't have a sword, and he didn't have, you know, and he didn't have a helmet. He used the armor of God. When it tells us to put on the old armor of God, the shield of what? The shield of faith. We have to understand when you tie these New Testament scriptures with the testimonies of those of the patriarchs of the old, and you see how that they fulfill that before it even got over to the New Testament. Application. You got to know, hallelujah, that it builds us up in the most holy faith. When we do line upon line and precept upon precept, when we allow the Lord, hallelujah, to speak volumes into our lives through the word of God because they bring life. That's why it tells us that heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the word is going to stand forever. Because why? It is life. It brings to us. Woo, hallelujah. You can be down in the dump. But when you use application and allow the word to minister to you, you can't stay sad. That's why I be so happy. I be trying to calm down. I really do. I be trying to stay calm while I'm ministering the word. But it's just like Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. And I don't know nobody that's on fire that don't say nothing. You ever see somebody that's set on fire and they just all calm, cool, and collected? I beg the difference. They moving, they screaming, they yelling, they try to, all right? I'm just making a point. I like to be vivid. I like to be, you get the full essence, the full description. What the Father is trying to tell. I told God, Lord, I just don't want to be an ordinary preacher. I don't want to be an ordinary teacher. And this is how he deals with me, to make the word of the Lord come alive so that we can get the full essence. I'm not just saying that I'm the only one that could do it, but this is how he does it for Carlina. Anybody else got a comment? Anyone else? Star 6, good luck.
Good morning. This Evangelist Marshall. God bless you, Dr. Wilkes. And we honor our visionary Prophet Matthews in his absence, and to you, Administrator Bryant. I didn't get in on all of it, but what I did get on with it, I thank you for this today. I need it. This for myself, you know, we can read and we read and we understand and we say, thank you, Lord. But when we are in that place that we need the word activated and, you know, to show up and manifest in our life in that time of needing the faith, you know, it makes a big difference. You know, it's almost like we got seasoning on a shelf and we know it's in there, but oh, when we need it, it makes a difference in what we prepare to eat, you know. And we be like, where is it? I know it's somewhere. I know I bought that. I know. And this is how it felt for me today. I know I've read this, you know. I know I've heard this preach, but oh, when you need it, thank God that it was able to be pulled off the shelf and poured into me this morning. So I just want to say God bless you, and I thank you for what God released for you this morning. God bless you.
And that's application. It's application just as when Jesus was speaking to Mary, she didn't understand. But she pondered it in her heart. And when she needed it, oh, it came up. She told him. She told him. When he said, I'm about my father's business, she didn't understand. But she did when he was doing his first miracle, she said, whatever he tell you to do, you do it.
Yeah.
It came alive. Why? The Holy Ghost rose up inside of her. I'm saying the Holy Ghost rose up inside of her because she began to recognize what was going on. See, God don't leave us in the dark. He don't. Already there. The light is already there. Sometimes we got to find how to get to the light. When we walk in stumbling, if you're in a new place and you know the light switch is on the wall, you be trying like, okay, I gotta get over there. You might bump and stump into something, bump into the bed or to the dresser or chair or whatever. But eventually you won't get to the light. And when you get to the light, you turn it on, then you be looking and say, oh, man, how did it was a plain pathway. Because we veer and we bump into things. But the light is so ever shine so bright. And this is why when God was speaking to me this, as he was giving me this message, trust me, y'all, I be getting it hot from the press. I ain't gonna even lie. When he was giving me this message, and like I said, if there's certain things when I was reading, he said, I want you to talk about David this morning and Goliath. I said, okay. But when I started reading, now I already knew the testimony, but I started reading it. My spirit got stuck on that Ephraim type. So I started studying that one particular word, and then it led me over here to Genesis and talking about who Ephraim was. So that's why we have to know who really was David. He wasn't just the son, again. He wasn't just the son of Jesse. It wasn't about. He wasn't just the youngest of the sons of Jesse. But he was the youngest that received the right-hand blessing. See, this is why we have to stay young at heart. This is why we can't be all, try to be all this, that, and the other. Because, see, when you young and tender in the Lord, the Lord can do more with you. But when you all grown and feel like you're filling your britches, you feel like you're filling yourself, and you got it, then the Lord can't use you. He might still use you, but he can't really use you if you're feeling it. This is all about God got this. He got this. And I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to myself, too. Because, see, I was afforded the opportunity. I got a phone call, and the phone call told me to do this, that, and the other. And so the last couple of days, I've been really sitting in front of my computer trying to get this thing done. But then I was talking to another sister, and she said, you got this? She said, because God already gave it to you. Everything that God gave me over 16 years ago is all being manifest in the documentation that I'm doing now. It's due today. And I'm like, Lord. I ain't never did this before. I got this. He's telling me I am going to walk in faith. I'm going to put what I need to put. He told me, hallelujah, and the scripture came up, write the vision and make it plain. I done wrote the vision out. I done made it plain. Everybody didn't hear it. They hear the vision. But he said, they that read it shall run with it. So now I'm going to turn this vision into they. And God's going to do the rest. You hear what I'm saying? Why? Because I'm activating. I'm putting application to the word. God is doing the leading. He got this. If he gave it to you to do, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. He got this. Stop looking at Goliath and how big he is. Stop looking at all the strength that he is displaying. Stop listening to the words that he's bluffing and what he's saying. But you, by faith, we know the Hall of Fame. Scriptures, by faith, they did this. By faith, they did that. So what am I saying? Take out that F stone. Take out that the Father. Use the Father to come against the enemy and take him out. No weapon that form against thee shall prosper. That's all God is trying to tell us this morning. He got this. All we have to do is let him be God. We just have to follow the directions and be obedient. Anyone else? Anyone else with a question or a comment this morning? You can text 334-440-6152 if you don't want to be audible. All right. If there's no more questions or comments this morning, I pray that you are encouraged. I know I am. I am certainly encouraged this morning. I'm encouraged because God got this. Administrator, if any comments over there, it's all clear?
It's all clear, Dr. Wilkes. All clear.
Woo! This is a powerful, powerful, not because of me, but this is a powerful word this morning. And we can run, skip, jump over hoop, leap over walls, hallelujah, take this word along with you, replay it. Get it, download it, come back and see what more nuggets that God give you from this, because certainly I'm sure that there's more that meets the eye to this lesson. Look at those words that David said. Look at those things and let God minister to you in the passages that he chose in 1 Samuel chapter number 17. You can read the whole thing, but as I was reading, God just gave me the ones to read. And so, therefore, you can know, just not a praiser. But that was his birthright. Came from Bethlehem. Part of the lineage of Jesus. We got to know that we can celebrate. We can praise our God in spirit and in truth, because we now know that God got this. Father in heaven, we thank you on this morning. Thank you for being so mindful of us. Thank you for the words that you have left on record this morning, hallelujah, that will illuminate our souls all the day long. We give you praise, glory, and honor, hallelujah, for that which have been taught unto us this morning. I want to thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for just ministering to myself. Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you for allowing me to have an ear to hear what your spirit is saying. Hallelujah, to be able, Lord God, hallelujah, to manifest the words to say to your people. You know what is needed. You know why it's needed, oh God. And Father, hallelujah, those that, hallelujah, have received your word, let us make it applicable to our lives in every shape, form, or fashion of our walk with you. We glorify you and we magnify you, oh God, on this day, because you continue to bring us revelatory words that will help strengthen us in our walk, hallelujah, in the relationship with you. We give you praise, glory, and honor, oh God, for our visionary, Lord, hallelujah, a man of God, hallelujah, that is always looking, oh God, hallelujah, for your people to be blessed as you have free control and free reign. We glorify you and we magnify you in the mighty, magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. All right, people of God, hallelujah. If there is no more comments, questions this morning, we bless God, hallelujah, for our administrator and, again, for our visionary and all of the host of God, the people everywhere. Join us again tomorrow morning as the Lord stay the same, hallelujah, for our marriage forum with T. Simmons, amen, Apostle Maurice Simmons and his wonderful, lovely wife, Prophetess Eugenia Simmons, amen, as they come, as God has given to them to minister to us, hallelujah, the word of the Lord. Be blessed. And until tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time, we say shalom in your court. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, we wish you a very blessed one in Jesus' name.
Territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before.